Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about weekend activities. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the activity each speaker is describing. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker felt about their activity. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Well, we got there late, unfortunately. The problem was that Dave couldn't find a parking space anywhere. We drove around for ages. I don't think we realised just how popular it was going to be. We nearly didn't bother, you know. Last month's was such a disappointment. There wasn't much to see and not many people turned up. But this time it was the complete opposite. There were all kinds of food, a huge fish section, clothes, miscellaneous stalls with goodness knows what. Apart from it being almost impossible to make progress past the stalls, we quite enjoyed it.
Speaker 2.
Yes, Pete and I go quite regularly now. He wasn't too keen to begin with, but over the last few months, we've both got completely hooked. However, we were a bit unlucky last weekend. We were expecting great things, and we'd been looking forward to it for ages. This was going to be the big one. We set off early, got the gear ready the night before, but after a couple of hours, the weather set in. Couldn't see a thing. The visibility was down to about 10 metres. There was no way we were going to reach the summit, so we just had to abandon it. Discovered we'd lost one of our ropes when we got back home, just to cap it all.
Speaker 3.
I haven't been for ages. It was a real treat for me. Of course, before I was married, I used to go several times a year, but I don't think I've been now since 1994. It's not that my wife objects to it, it's just, well, I don't know. I suppose I feel a bit guilty going off at the weekend. But it's good fun. I love seeing all the big names. Mind you, not a lot happened, nothing to clap or cheer about, but it didn't seem to matter. It was just being there, encouraging the players and despairing when they got it all wrong.
Speaker 4.
We felt it was a good opportunity to celebrate. Occasions like this don't happen every day, and everyone was in a good mood, so we thought, why not? The thing is, we wanted it to be different, something that we'd always remember, something to round off a perfect day. Jamie had heard about this interesting place by the harbour, where you sat on cushions and you prepared your own dishes. It sounded different, so we set off for there. When we arrived, the manager had already heard about our success, and even though he was busy, he still managed to find plenty of room for us all.
Speaker 5.
I was on my own at the weekend, and I suppose I was a bit restless. You know, I've been working hard recently. I needed to get out in the fresh air, and so I just headed off into the country. It was great, a beautiful day. It reminded me of when my father used to take me fishing. Well, I fancied a quick dip, and so, as no one was around, I just stripped off and plunged in. It was marvellous, but I got a bit overambitious. Before I knew it, I was more than a mile out. It took me a very long time to get back, and when I reached the shore again, I lay in the sun for ages to get my breath back.
Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
Well, we got there late, unfortunately. The problem was that Dave couldn't find a parking space anywhere. We drove around for ages. I don't think we realised just how popular it was going to be. We nearly didn't bother, you know. Last month's was such a disappointment. There wasn't much to see and not many people turned up. But this time it was the complete opposite. There were all kinds of food, a huge fish section, clothes, miscellaneous stalls with goodness knows what. Apart from it being almost impossible to make progress past the stalls, we quite enjoyed it.
Speaker 2.
Yes, Pete and I go quite regularly now. He wasn't too keen to begin with, but over the last few months, we've both got completely hooked. However, we were a bit unlucky last weekend. We were expecting great things, and we'd been looking forward to it for ages. This was going to be the big one. We set off early, got the gear ready the night before, but after a couple of hours, the weather set in. Couldn't see a thing. The visibility was down to about 10 metres. There was no way we were going to reach the summit, so we just had to abandon it. Discovered we'd lost one of our ropes when we got back home, just to cap it all.
Speaker 3.
I haven't been for ages. It was a real treat for me. Of course, before I was married, I used to go several times a year, but I don't think I've been now since 1994. It's not that my wife objects to it, it's just, well, I don't know. I suppose I feel a bit guilty going off at the weekend. But it's good fun. I love seeing all the big names. Mind you, not a lot happened, nothing to clap or cheer about, but it didn't seem to matter. It was just being there, encouraging the players and despairing when they got it all wrong.
Speaker 4.
We felt it was a good opportunity to celebrate. Occasions like this don't happen every day, and everyone was in a good mood, so we thought, why not? The thing is, we wanted it to be different, something that we'd always remember, something to round off a perfect day. Jamie had heard about this interesting place by the harbour, where you sat on cushions and you prepared your own dishes. It sounded different, so we set off for there. When we arrived, the manager had already heard about our success, and even though he was busy, he still managed to find plenty of room for us all.
Speaker 5.
I was on my own at the weekend, and I suppose I was a bit restless. You know, I've been working hard recently. I needed to get out in the fresh air, and so I just headed off into the country. It was great, a beautiful day. It reminded me of when my father used to take me fishing. Well, I fancied a quick dip, and so, as no one was around, I just stripped off and plunged in. It was marvellous, but I got a bit overambitious. Before I knew it, I was more than a mile out. It took me a very long time to get back. And when I reached the shore again, I lay in the sun for ages to get my breath back.
That's the end of part 4. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.